A holiday meal without mashed potatoes is kind of like Santa Claus without a beard. It's obvious something's missing. Mashed potatoes can be tricky. It's way too easy to make them too dry or too runny. Luckily, a top chef slid down my fake chimney to rescue my mashed potatoes from me.
So potatoes in general are a beloved vegetable.
That is Dan Souza, Chief Content Officer for America's Test Kitchen.
And on a holiday table, mashed potatoes play so well with all the other dishes on there. Let's say you have a roast or turkey along with some mashed potatoes. It just brings it all together. Add some gravy to that. And I mean, come on, you're singing at that point.
We don't care what they look like. We'll eat them any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them. We're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato.
Dan watched over Zoom while teaching me a mashed potato recipe that mashes all the rules.
We're going to do some really different things today. And with mashed potatoes, there is one kind of cardinal rule, and that is that you take chunks of potato, you put them in cold water, and then you bring that up to a boil. We are going to break that rule today. And what we're going to actually do is we're going to start with boiling water and thinly sliced potatoes. And that is going to take about 12 minutes. 12 minutes to cook potatoes for mashed potatoes is lightning fast. If you had chunks in cold water and you were bringing it up, you're looking at an average of 40 minutes probably to get there. So that's the real beauty of this technique.
I put a pot of water on the stove, and while we waited for it to boil, I peeled some potatoes.
We love Yukon Golds or russets for this recipe. Yukon Golds are a little bit earthier and sweeter. Russets are the classic mashed potato. They have a drier texture. Both are great. I think we're going to go with Yukon Golds today because they have that nice butteriness to them.
All right, I'll start peeling them. Keep my fingers tucked in.
Yep, it's a good idea always to keep your fingers and palm kind of gripping the base of it. And then I like to keep my thumb on the potato itself so that you can easily make your way around it.
This feels like when I was a junior college baseball pitcher and I was feeling around to throw a curveball. Feels like my fingers are finding the seams of the baseball, of the potato in this case.
I love that. That makes sense.
Okay, I think I got this one adequately peeled. So now what?
All right. So once all the potatoes are peeled, we're going to slice them a quarter inch thick, kind of across the potato, the way like if the potato were a small loaf of bread, you'd go from one end to the other. Yep. Those look great. Those are beautiful quarter inch slices.
All right. All sliced up, ready to go. Now what's the next step?
So now the water has come to a boil. We're simply going to add the potatoes to the pot. Make sure it comes back to a boil and then adjust the heat to maintain a very gentle simmer.
All right, potatoes in the pot with the water.
Come on, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, gotta get her out of there. Come on, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, mama says it just ain't fair.
Whether you're banging dents out of your fender or mashing potatoes for Christmas, you gotta have the right tool for the job. So Dan luckily sent me a bunch.
So you have three different tools for making mashed potatoes in front of you. One is an actual potato masher. The base of it is a plate with perforations in it. Next up, you have a potato ricer. And it looks a little bit like a lemon squeezer. Now you can see that the holes on that basket are smaller than the potato masher. So the mash that comes out is much finer. The next one you have is a food mill. Now, this is a way to make a really smooth puree. Do you want a coarser mash going with a potato masher? Do you want something a little finer with a ricer? Or do you want something incredibly smooth with a food mill?
For deciding on which one of these three gadgets to use, do you need to factor in the ability of the chef? In this case, me, Dan.
No. So, I think they're all really easy to use. Obviously, a potato masher is going to be probably the easiest.
Now, let's keep it simple. Here at the house, dancing in the kitchen, straight to kissing on the couch. Let's keep it simple.
So Dan, my wife left the room, but I've been meaning to ask you this because, I've told you before, she's a little bit maybe a cut above the average home chef. So let's just say, I want to splurge on my home chef.
there are two categories of splurge. I have what I call a practical splurge, which is, you know, it's a big ticket item, but it's not absolutely astronomical. And it's something that they're just going to use on a super regular basis. And for me, that is a 12-inch stainless steel skillet with a layer of aluminum sandwiched between two layers of stainless steel. The aluminum transfers heat really, really quickly. So you get a responsive pan. It's probably about, you know, a little over $100. Now, if you really want to splurge, indoor high-end pizza oven.
Ooh.
It's a little under $1,000. But again, this is like the splurgy splurge stuff.
This potato tastes so good when I'm with you. Mashed potato, sweet potato, doesn't matter, it's true. Some fries to go so we can see the world. Me and my potato girl.
Now it is time to finally mash. You are choosing the potato masher, which I totally respect. The more you do it, the smoother they're going to get. The less you do it, the coarser texture you'll have.
All right, I'm going to be like the Incredible Hulk and start mashing.
All right.
Ooh, it's getting there pretty quick, actually.
Nice. That looks really good to me. Yeah, they look beautiful. We're going to stir in a half a cup of half and half, 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter, and finally a teaspoon of table salt.
I gotta say, Dad, I'm kind of happy with these mashed potatoes. They actually look presentable.
They look amazing. I'm jealous that I'm not eating them too.
I'd actually be very proud to serve this to my family, Dan. Wow. Tastes really good. Even I got a thumbs up from Mrs. A. Dan, thank you. This is great. If we do this for another 20, 30 years, I think I'll be a great chef at that point. You got 30 years in you, Dan, to visit my kitchen?
If you're willing to cook more, I always got more time for you, A.
Nice. Dan, thank you so much.
You're welcome, A.
That's Dan Souza, America's Test Kitchen.
Let's go, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon. Yes, we better.